This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Just going to scroll past this story about Aaron Rodgers saying he loves Jersey Shore. I'm going to roll my eyes at that.
I mean, that's the only thing me and that guy have in common.
Well, we don't care what Aaron Rodgers likes anymore now, do we?
Nope.
Now, let's talk about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
What's the word with them, man? You was telling me that they was looking cute.
They were all over each other at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, wait, you two broke up like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're back on because now they're in New York City. They're holding hands, walking down the street.
Aww.
Going strong. Definitely back together.
So, yo, question.
Yeah.
Do you think they're about to be the on again, off again Hollywood couple?
No, because unless they're breaking up and getting back together a lot and we don't know about it, one breakup for a couple of years in your 20s, I don't think is that weird.
Hear me out.
I think you're allowed to go do other things and be like, maybe that was the one for me, and come back together.
Hear me out.
Oh, no. What?
You know who they're reminiscent of?
Who's the most toxic couple I know? Who?
Just take a wild guess. It's another very similarly demographic couple. For the male and the female. They're a little bit older.
What couple gets back together? Who?
Come on now, think about it. One might be from the block.
Oh, No,
Jenny and Ben Affleck, J-Lo and Jennifer.
No, because
Bennifer, whatever
no,
they go
no, no,
by.
No.
What? You don't think they're similar?
No, because of multiple reasons. One, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are in their 20s.
Right.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck are now 50.
Right, but I'm saying reminiscent of one another, especially in some younger days. On again, off again, on again, off again,
no,
on again.
You're wrong. Right. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were together for that period where they were engaged, and then she went and she was with 15 other people, and so was he.
But he was always married. In the story. He was always
no,
in the story.
He married Jennifer Garner and had 3 kids. She was
married
to Mark
Anthony.
Oh, so
he married a different Jennifer. Interesting. Would you look at that?
You with the conspiracy theories. What do I do this every morning?
What? Wake up? It's just kind of what we do daily. It's a blessing, man. What you
that
talking about?
Too, take a bite of my egg.
Oh, man. Because it's breakfast time. That's why.
Right before. Yeah, but we're working here, bud. We're working.
Yeah, you could work and eat.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
And where, Bob?
I am very excited about what is happening in my household. Something very big happened with my children.
Oh.
In fact, Hudson came home and said, I have a big announcement, everybody.
Oh, he's starting to shave.
No, he's 9.
Oh, but, well, hey, I started shaving at 9.
But he had a big announcement, and we've all been to this thing.
Oh.
Just wait. You're going to relate to this next. You want to go see Post Malone? Got your tickets 7:45 this morning.
Mm-hmm. You sure do.
Be here to win. Every day this week, 7:45, Post Malone going to be at Alpine Valley on July 15th, which is a Saturday.
Perfect day.
It's going to be a great day at Alpine Valley.
People out here like, do I got to be present to win? Duh, because you got to call. Goofy.
Yes, so 7:45, we've got those tickets. All right, yesterday was a very big day in my household, DZ.
What happened? Talk to me, tell me.
Well, 2 days ago, Hudson came home, my 9-year-old, and said, I have a big announcement, Mom. And I said, ooh, I love announcements.
You got a girlfriend.
Ooh, no. He's in third grade.
Oh, what? I had a girlfriend in third grade?
Da-da-da.
My bad. My bad. That's a comment. Okay.
Nobody's
no, my bad, Mama Bear. My bad, Mama Bear. My bad.
He says to me, the announcement is the book fair is back, Mom.
Of course, this is what the third graders geeked about.
See, you think it's a girlfriend.
Nope.
He's here to tell me the book fair
book
is back.
Fairs.
And it's still the Scholastic book fair, by the way, which
no,
is unbelievable.
Not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Scholastic going strong. Mm-hmm. They still got the Got Milk posters?
I don't know. I don't go. I'll find out.
Gotta ask the boys.
But they love the book fair because it gives them an excuse to go buy stuff. And I do believe as kids, you were one of two people. Either your parents gave you money or your parents didn't have any money and they didn't give you any.
Ding, 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 ding. We got
it.
A winner.
I get it. I absolutely get it. So I feel lucky that I can give them money to go shopping at this book fair.
Right.
Because you want them to buy books.
Well, of course. That's the point.
You know what he came home with the last time they had the book fair? I got all the nostalgia.
What'd he come home with?
The Babysitter's Club. Do you remember those books? Do you? Is it just me as a child getting all nostalgic?
I don't remember the Babysitter's. Like, no, I don't remember those books.
Oh my gosh, I read these books like growing up. I read every single one of them. There was like probably 30 of them.
They had a huge series. It was like them Judy Blume books that they just kept going and going and going and going.
Yes, and I got you all the feels. And he came home and he's like, "Do you remember what the girls in the Babysitter's Club's name were called?" I'm like, "Claudia, Christy." He's like, "Whoa." I'm like, "I read all the books. I know the Babysitter's Club."
Quit trying to flex on me. I know all of this. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this.
It's bringing back all the feels, sending them to the book fair.
Of course it would, you know? G. Listen, I used to love the book fair. You so nailed fun. It right on the head. I never had any money for it. So yeah. I was always the one asking a homie, "Hey, let me borrow $1 so I can get this ruler, buy this eraser. Hey, let me get 50 cents.
This kid came home with a gel pen that cost like $10 yesterday. Would you stop it buying garbage at the book fair?
$10?
I don't know how much it was, but it was cool.
Man, I was going to say, dog, what are these prices? Oh,
the prices.
Inflation hit the book fair too?
I gave you money for books and you didn't come home with
books.
And
you ain't getting no books. Wait, what else did he buy?
He bought a Super Mario Nintendo, Ultimate Nintendo book, which he says was for me.
Oh, of course.
It was so sweet.
Of course. Happy Mother's Day.
And he got a Sonic comic book. So there was really no novel reading in this.
Reading material. This is bathroom reading material
and
here.
And a gel pen.
And the gel so he can mark his reading material naturally. Hey, I support it.
Yeah.
I do support it, man. I miss the book fair.
Me too.
Aww.
Me too. I'm glad. And I feel good. He told me I think there were three in his class that had money. So then I thought, psh, I shouldn't have given you any.
Boy,
you didn't need any.
Could have gone in there broke and stole stuff. I mean, borrow stuff like everybody else.
I want to know what books, though, you read as a kid that still give you nostalgia. Because when he came home with the Babysitter's Club last time, I got all the feels. When I saw the Judy Blume movie, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, came out in theaters.
Yep, I remember.
That brought back all the feels because I read all those Judy Blume. We read all those in middle school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Elementary school.
Of course.
What were some of the books you read as a kid that bring back nostalgia?
Gee, so I actually got a couple.
Yeah.
From the book fair.
Yeah.
Shout out to them Scholastic book fairs, man. Captain Underpants. My first experience with like a flip book. My mind was blown.
Hudson loves those.
Oh my gosh. And they, again, like them Judy Blumes, they just keep going and going and going.
Their
spinoffs. Kevin Hart was in the movie that they did a few years back.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Yep.
Bam. And then another one, this one hits me.
Is what?
The one that hits me in the feels is because I read this as a baby. Huh. My little sister read this as a baby.
What?
We read it to my son as a baby. He's got both versions. Love You Forever. It's a book from like the 80s.
Is it a children's book, like a baby book?
Basically a baby book, but it's the evolution of a baby to an adult, and it's the full circle of life, because like at the beginning of the book, mom is carrying a baby. By the end of the book, spoiler alert, baby's carrying mom, you know, because baby's now a grown man, got his own family, got his own thing, and it's the cycle, because you see him carrying his kid now, and it's like, oh, you carry mama, now you carry your kid. I ain't crying, you crying. And we got both versions, because in English, Love You Forever, and then in Spanish, Siempre Te Quiere. So it's
you got
like
two books.
And he loves it. Loves it so much that he's ripped them apart.
Aw, that's good. People are texting in saying The Boxcar Children. People are saying, Angie in Lake Geneva said Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Books.
I was scared of Goosebumps, but I still liked them.
Okay, I see the phones are blowing up. We're going to take your favorite children's books or what gives you all the nostalgia next. 414-533-1037. I can't wait to hear what people say.
I got a list.
Kiss FM. You guys have me in the feels with all of these books that are bringing back nostalgia from my childhood. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hudson and Owen both have the book fair this week at school. Very exciting. Brings back all the feels from when I was a kid.
Hopefully one of them comes back with a big book.
Hopefully.
Encyclopedia at the least.
Sarah is in Kenosha this morning. I want to pull her up because people are on the phone and they're going to tell us what books bring back the feels. I said the Babysitter's Club was a big one for me. You had said which ones? You said the Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants and Love You Forever.
Yeah.
Both of my favorite books.
Sarah in Kenosha. I can't wait to hear what she has to say. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Okay, what books give you all the feels or do you remember reading as a child?
So I also totally agree with you on the Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
But the ones that always got me were the Choose Your Own Adventure books. So Sarah. You started like at the beginning, and yes. then when you got to the end of the page, it was like, do you want this to happen? Go to this page. Or would you rather take this route and go to this page? And those were always just so much fun.
Sarah, you're giving me the chills because those were the best.
You could
best.
Read them so many times.
Yeah, and you could change
it. It would always be different.
You'd change which way you went in the adventure. It was so fun.
I missed out.
Yes.
I missed out on those. I never did those.
So fun, DZ.
I'm kind of ashamed to admit that. I never did those.
You missed out on the Choose Your Adventure, Pick Which Way You Go Next. Oh, so good. So good.
Now, all right. Maybe I could go back as an adult because now Netflix does it on TV and you can pick your adventure on the show.
Oh,
you know. Okay. You know, and all I right. do like that. So maybe going back to the books will help.
Sarah, thank you for calling this morning.
You too, bye.
Somebody texted in the Beverly Cleary, the Ramona series. I read all those when I was a kid.
Word.
Somebody, oh, Sweet Valley High, Kelly in Sussex, you're bringing the feel. Ah! You're killing me. Ashley is in Cudahy this morning, and Ashley's a high school teacher, so I'm dying to hear what she has to say about this. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Books that give you all the feels, the nostalgia. And what do you got for us?
What's going on?
So when I was growing up, I loved reading all of like the American Girl books.
American Girl. Okay.
They have books?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Every American girl has their own like story.
I didn't know.
And I had the Addie doll and she had her own cookbook. So I learned to make like hush puppies and black eyed peas and stuff like that. I was like, that was my doll right there.
It was a real cookbook? What?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Duh, that's cold. I know. I like that.
Yeah.
That is, I didn't know they had books.
I didn't either.
And of course, for me also, they didn't have words or anything, but Where's Waldo?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'll crack a Where's Waldo book to this day.
Yeah.
To this day. Race me. Bet you I'll find them first.
Listen, my kids love books that have no words. Trust me. They love the comic books.
And then we throw them across the room because we can't find them.
Thanks for calling, Ashley.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
People are texting in the books that gave them the feels that they loved reading as a kid because my kids had the book fair this week. Somebody said The Outsiders. Somebody said any books.
Ah, Stay Golden, Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Stay Golden.
Any books by Junie B. Jones. I tried to get my kids into those. It didn't go so well. Maybe they'll do come back around. Let's go to Crystal, though, in Lake Geneva this morning. Crystal.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
What are some books that you loved reading as a kid?
Goosebumps.
Oh, no.
Did she say Goosebumps?
She cut out, right?
I think she said Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Those books used to scare the living out of me. Nah, but I'd still go through them.
What's wrong with me?
You never read Goosebumps?
No, I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh.
And I read a lot of books. Like,
yo.
I got in trouble for reading in school because we didn't have tech, you know?
Listen,
so I just read books when I got bored.
R.L. Stein was my first experience with horror, and it would scare every living, moving part of me. For whatever reason, I've always been a scaredy cat, right? Those used to get me, for real. No matter how good they were. My wife loves them. Loves the Goosebumps books.
I definitely recognize, you know, but I never read them. No. But thank you for that suggestion, Crystal. Have a good day.
Crystal. I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
Bye. Dang, her phone was cutting out so bad.
I know. You couldn't even have her on the air. Finally, let's go to Candace real quick in Grafton. We're talking about your books that you loved reading as a kid that give you all the feels. Candace, good morning.
Good morning, Ellie and Doozy.
And her song's playing.
Oh, what you got, Candace?
The books I loved to read as a kid, the library really, like, we had story time, and they really promoted Shel Silverstein. And just recently in church, the pastor read The Giving Tree, which just, brought it back.
I love The Giving Tree.
Yeah.
It was, But then he wrote a collection of like poetry, Where the Sidewalk Ends, and there was a couple others.
I remember reading them all. They never made sense, but I read them all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they were kind of silly. I remember one about like a peanut butter king or something, and he always ate peanut butter.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Come on, now peanut butter king ain't peanut butter. Duh. Come on, Candace.
And then how about Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Those were good too. My wife loves all the scary stuff, so she's on par with every single one of these. Me, not so much.
Yeah.
I brought that to camping and read it to my nephews, and they were literally freaking out.
Nobody slept that night.
No,
look at me getting all fidgety, playing with my button, talking about scary books. I'm like, no. Bye, Candace. Have a good day.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Have a good day.
People are texting in again, The Boxcar Children. Somebody said A Series of Unfortunate Events. Those were amazing books.
Yeah.
Amelia Bedelia.
Amelia Bedelia's cracked. You know what? One I'm surprised people haven't said, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Mm.
That's a timeless classic.
Somebody wrote that in. They said Rainbow Fish and the Caterpillar book. That's got to mean what you're talking
about.
Oh,
yeah. Of course, the Caterpillar book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Yeah, yeah.
Ming out here said, I Spy. Oh, those were good. It was a slightly easier Where's Waldo because you could just find different things and pinpoint them all out, make little check marks. Yeah.
Well, keep those texts coming. We appreciate them because you're giving us all the feels this morning. Kiss FM. If you listen on the Odyssey app, you will be entered to win tickets to see Taylor Swift in LA, and we're going to fly you and three of your friends there. So four total are going to have a trip to LA just by logging into the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, listening to Kiss FM. Instead of on your radio, listen through the app, entered to win that trip to LA to see Taylor Swift.
And then you can be like, oh my gosh!
So cool.
Taylor, I love you so much! I won this trip from Kiss FM! Me and my friends is here! I got your guitar! Oh my gosh!
Coming up next, though, I have never been more excited about what would DZ do. It involves DZ's personal problems. Just wait. Oh, I'm so ready for this one.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh. Living for today's What Would DZ Do?
It's a remix. It's What Should DZ Do?
I'm living for this one.
What should DZ do? Because, y'all, I'm struck. And I'm going to tell you why.
You're stuck, yeah.
I'm struck. I'm stuck. They mean the same thing.
Okay.
I'm struck and stuck. I'm both. Yes.
Tell everyone what your problem is today, and we're going to guide you. And
please.
I'm going to be the first one to give advice because I can't wait to talk about this.
Why does your advice feel sinister already?
Because it is.
All right, hear me out.
Okay.
So I think it was like last week, maybe the week before, but sometime in the past, I agreed to attend our company Memorial Day barbecue. I said I'd bring cookies. I even wrote it on the sheet.
Yeah.
Cookies, DZ, I'm bringing them.
They said everyone were having a barbecue on May 24th.
Potluck, bring a dish to pass and a chair for your, you know what I'm saying?
A chair. Because we don't have enough chairs.
BYOC, bring your own chair.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, you know, sure, blah, blah, blah. Didn't realize the time it was.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't start until 12 to 2. Now, if y'all realize how our life works out, we do mornings here on Kiss FM. By 10 a.m., we're done. Technically, quote unquote.
We're sick of talking.
By 11, we usually ready to go. So that would mean that I, A, either got to stay that hour until that barbecue, right? B, just ditch it, skip it all together. C, bring cookies, then leave and still don't stay.
Right.
Or
DZ doesn't want to go to the company barbecue.
Hear me out.
Go on. Or D,
because the most prevalent option that I'm kind of leaning towards right now, going home, getting little man, coming back for lunch.
Getting
our son Sammy, going to get him, coming to having a barbecue, lunch, cookies, whatever else everybody else brings here for the Memorial Day barbecue.
Yeah.
And then going swimming at the Princeton Club with little man. Because then that would give him something to do. Not that I'm not going to do something with my son either way.
Okay.
But I'm torn because I really don't even want to do none of those.
Okay, I have zero interest in... I know we're not supposed to say this on the air, but I'm gonna. I have zero interest in going to the company barbecue today, but I have other plans. I have lunch plans with some friends that I have had set up for weeks. So when they sent this out, this invite at work, it said company barbecue, and it turns out that it's today.
Right.
At noon. I was like, oh darn, I have stuff to do already.
Shucks.
Like, I won't be able to bring a dish to the potluck because I hate having to bring a dish. Okay. So when you said that you had signed up to bring cookies.
The easiest thing, but then I committed myself to coming.
So why?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
And then we look like we're not team players if we don't show up, see?
I don't know why we're built like this. We say we want to do stuff and we're like, yes, yes. And then the day comes and we're like,
No, we don't.
It's today.
We don't want to do it.
Today's not a good day for me.
Nothing. No offense to anyone that works here. We don't want to do it. We want to go home.
And I don't got added plans. Like, I'm going to go home, you know, play with my son, put him down for a nap eventually.
Yeah.
And then probably do some yard work, keep trucking away at laundry. Matter of fact, I'm about to just start packing and throwing stuff out because we gotta move soon.
Yeah.
3 months ain't nothing. We're gonna be out that house ASAP. So I'm stuck. I don't know what I should do, but I feel like I made a certain level of commitment. That's why I'm like, what should DZ do? Let's just open it up because I don't got it today.
Go buy the cookies and then bring them home anyway. Don't even bring them to the potluck and then eat the cookies at home with your kids and then miss the barbecue.
I knew your answer was gonna be sinister. I could feel it.
414-533-1037. What should DZ do? Should he show up for the barbecue this afternoon that our company is having? Or should he act like he forgot about it and not bring cookies, not show up, or bring the cookies and then leave?
I will Anne Frank this mug ASAP. Blind up. I do my what?
Anne Frank.
I'm blind, deaf, and dumb. I'm gone. I ain't hear nothing. I ain't seen nothing. Oh, that was today?
I want to hear what people are going to say. 414-533-1037. What should DZ do is next.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would should. DZ do? On Kiss FM.
Well, today Allie's going to make it worse.
Should DZ? What should DZ do?
Allow me to enter the room. Here I am, everybody.
Allie has entered the circle. I love that show.
Enter my evil laugh. Because the question is, what should DZ do today? Should he go to our company barbecue that we're having at lunchtime? I bailed because I have lunch plans with some friends who asked me to go to lunch a long time ago, and it's just happened to be on my schedule. Oh, darn. And so I'm not bringing a dish, but DZ signed up. And now he has to actually bring cookies and show up, or does he bail on the whole thing? Mm. Or does he bring the cookies and leave?
Mm.
She's a regular. She called 5 days in a row. She's got her own theme song. Kelly is in Sussex this morning, and she's going to be the first one to give you advice, DZ, on whether or not you should actually show up for what you committed to.
You make it sound so bad.
I know, I love it.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello. Talk to me.
What
give me some advice.
What should DZ do? Should he go to the company barbecue this afternoon?
Well, he signed up to bring cookies, so I think he should drop off the cookies, but then he can leave because you guys have lives outside of work as well.
But
you did commit to the cookies, so you kind of have to drop those off.
See, Kelly's taking it personally. She's like, don't ship sign up for cookies and not bring them, because now we're not going to have any cookies.
Yeah, don't do that to, the sugar fiends out here.
Exactly.
You better bring them cookies at least.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly, I stand by DZ on this one when I say, if we worked 9 to 5 and we were stuck here all day, I would be at that barbecue, okay, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, that's lunch.
We're not. By lunch, we're done. We're out of here, man. See you later.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
That's what's tough.
That's why you shouldn't have signed up for this thing to begin with. What were you thinking?
I ain't look at the time. I mean, you know, 12 to 2, that's a prime time when you work regular hours. We don't work regular hours. All right, but Kelly's saying at least bring cookies, then you could go home.
She's saying don't go, just drop off the cookies and bolt.
Fair.
Thank you, Kelly.
Appreciate you, Kelly. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Darren is in Milwaukee this morning. Darren, good morning. Should DZ go to our company barbecue this afternoon that he signed up for, by the way?
Keep it honest.
To?
Keep it on. Keep it a buck with me. Talk to me.
Yes, I think you should go, man.
Oh?
Oh.
Like show up for the whole thing and stay?
No, you don't have to mess with, you know, the whole picnic. But at least show your face, man, because you're supposed to be in the car. Be a man of your word and keep your word, show up and vote out. You know, bring the cookies like the lady said previously and just vote out.
This is such a great manipulation tool. Man up.
Darren's saying, hey, listen, be a man of your word. Man, he threw that word in there knowing he was going to get me going.
That's what I'm saying.
Dang, Darren.
You know,
he's got you with that one.
The only reason why I say that because, see, our company, we have outings at the Brewers game because we got one coming up in August.
And
it was like, if you don't show up, you need to go to work. So we show up.
Yeah.
But a lot of us, we don't even go to the game. They just do the tailgate, get the tickets for the game, and then we just break camp. That way we showed up. They know we was there.
They saw my face.
And we don't have to go to work.
Darren, we saw
our face more or less.
Darren's bringing up some good points. He's sitting there, got me against the ropes. I'm just taking body shot haymakers right now. Like, dang, Darren, you're right.
Because what happens?
Hey, DZ, if you're a man of your word, man, just keep your word, man. Bring the cookies and, you know. And just hold on out, man.
I don't want to be Darren Day. I want to go home.
Right.
No, Darren, listen. Hey,
my word felt better 3 weeks ago.
Right, right. No, wise words from what I can tell is a wise man. Darren, I appreciate your call, man.
I appreciate it, man. Anytime.
Have a good one, man. Thank you.
He had a good medium.
You too. You're welcome.
Yeah, he
the
did.
The good medium was show your face, essentially trick him and make him think you were there and then leave.
I should have asked him, what you think, like 12 to 12:15?
Not even. 12, drop off the cookies.
12:05?
Say hi to people. You're going to
grab
start,
a burger and then dip?
Say hi to people. You're going to start talking and you're never going to stop and you're going to be here for 2 hours. Mm. Let's be real. I already know how this goes.
I'm going to pull up, shake up with everybody and then dip.
Kate's in Sussex this morning. Kate, good morning.
How we doing, Kate? You driving through that wind tunnel right now.
Yeah. No, can y'all hear me?
We can. Yes. We can. Talk to us. We need the advice, or I need the advice on this company barbecue. What should I do?
So I got a question.
What is
it? How long ago did you know about this?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Long time.
I had to look back. They told us on May 15th, and I accepted the invitation the same day. So it's been almost 10 days, basically.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So then this is my thought. Since you knew about it and since you signed up for cookies, you kind of got to commit yourself. But this is my thoughts, too. I agree with the other people. What I think you should do is maybe, like, Instacart those cookies to you, like, right now, unless you already got them, and make a little face, drop off your cookies, and dash.
See, but what do I? Let's put it like this: say we on a magical whim, right at 10 o'clock, bam, I get to leave. We gone, we out of here, right?
Yeah.
Then I gotta burn 2 hours to come back with these cookies. That's 2 hours at home. You know that sensation when you get home. That 1 hour you can maybe pop back out. 2 hours home, I'm home now. You feel me?
Yeah. Somebody texted
you
in.
You know
and
somebody
said,
who's going?
Well, yeah, we all work together.
We all work together. I mean, I know everybody that's
we
going.
Know everybody.
Yeah. So get those cookies now and give them to the person and be like, you know, I really wanted to come, but I can't. And here, can you bring these to the picnic?
Tell them something came up.
You guys are so nice. I just Houdini everybody. I'm like, I don't even show up. I'm like, whatever, they'll live. They'll be fine.
I'm loving the advice, though, Kate. I appreciate it. Yo, you might have got some points there for me. At least get them here so then I don't got to come back if I don't really want to.
Or be like Darren said, be a man of your word.
Hey, we're not talking to Darren. We're talking to Kate. Darren's in the past now.
Thanks for calling, Kate.
Thank you.
Yep, anytime. Bye.
Bye.
Somebody texted in 2 or 3 selfies with coworkers, then dip. Somebody texted, buy cookies, drop them off and leave. Should DZ go to our company party this afternoon? He said he would bring cookies and now he doesn't want to go. And then somebody else said, bring the cookies and Sammy, your baby, but leave Erin, your wife, at home to enjoy some peace. Erin's working.
She's at work until the afternoon. No, she's a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Come. She ain't enjoying no peace in the afternoon.
So are you going to go to, because I have lunch plans with other people that I have committed to, and that is my excuse why I'm not showing up for the company barbecue. So what are you going today or not?
I'm not ready to decide. I might have to update y'all tomorrow. If I go, maybe.
Before what would DZ do tomorrow, I want the update on whether or not you, one, showed up, two, brought the cookies. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We've got Post Malone tickets, 7:45 this morning, after Am I the Jerk.
Coming right on up. Don't go nowhere.
Last night, you and I were together.
Together again.
DZ and I, call it continuing education.
Hey, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got to evolve our brain like that.
DZ and I are taking an improv class, everybody. I don't know if you've heard about this, but every Tuesday night, DZ and I go to Comedy Sports. And we have enrolled in an improv class, which I didn't really know what that meant when I signed up for this thing, if I can be honest.
Well, it's Improv 101. Who doesn't know what Improv 101 is? JK, us. We had no idea what we were doing.
No clue.
Still don't.
This is hard.
Yes.
We are some of the most outgoing people I've ever met. And I am struggling with being on stage doing some of these exercises. And we are on stage all the time.
Right. We're constantly. This is a stage, realistically, right? But we don't think about it like that.
I can't tell you how many times we've been on stages at concerts and done stuff over the past how many years. This is stressful, this improv class. And the funny thing is, at the end of this class, we put on a big performance. Anybody can come to the show. I'm scared.
Don't say that so loud. Why'd you say that so loud,
because
though?
Whose idea was that?
It wasn't ours, but I'm actually glad we're doing it.
Yeah,
it's getting us out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. We're meeting so many different people that are out there, like, and everybody's funny to their own degree.
How many people are in our class, would you say?
15.
I think so.
15,
okay.
Yeah, 15 people.
And the teacher.
Yeah, so 16 total, maybe 17 if I'm like miscounting because y'all know I'm not good at math. Mm-hmm. But yeah, about 15, 16 people are in that class.
And our teacher, Jordan, she does improv. She works. She obviously is in the shows.
Yeah, she's out here.
She's in the shows at Comedy Sports, so, but she's also teaches.
Right.
And last night, we were at the hardest thing. They were telling us we had to learn how to speak gibberish. Which was my worst nightmare, DZ. My worst nightmare.
Well,
I hated that exercise.
Really?
Hated it.
I loved it so much. I was giggling the whole time.
Yeah. Why did you like that? We had to get on stage by ourselves and tell a story and rotate from the real story to the gibberish. It was the hardest thing. That's embarrassing.
I ain't gonna lie. I just imagined myself speaking a language that I don't speak.
Yeah.
It was like a mix of French, Cantonese, a little Portuguese in there. I was throwing some Italian, you know, Italiano.
Well, and they said if you're doing the same sounds over and over, if you're like da 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 da, if you sound like a minion,
yeah, yeah,
because you sound like a minion,
right?
Then switch up the vowels and make it blah blah blah, gra gra. It was hard.
You know why I liked it? Because it was hard. It was challenging.
It was challenging.
I speak English.
You're right.
I speak Spanish. When she said don't speak Spanish, that's when I went, oh, this is gonna be difficult. Because mm-hmm. I was just gonna sprinkle some Spanish between my gibberish and call it a day. She said, nah nah nah, papi, you ain't gonna do that.
You know what? Maybe you're onto something. Maybe it is good for us because it is challenging.
Right.
And I could be on the radio with my eyes closed, but I couldn't do improv with my eyes closed.
Nah.
That is tough.
We're comfortable with a mic. We're comfortable behind a mic. We're comfortable in front of crowds, but then all of a sudden you add this element of now you have no idea what's going on because it's improv and anything can be thrown at you and you gotta accept it.
Yeah,
that's when you go, oh, bleed. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's fun.
Okay,
it's fun. Don't get me wrong, I'm having a blast.
Gee, so far my favorite part of the class is the scene work that we do. Now that we're adding layers and more people and doing more, when we did the gibberish movie game yesterday, loved it. I was in it. Oh, I felt like every Tuesday night, I feel like I'm at a improv show.
Yeah.
Even though it's class, right? Mm-hmm. I said that last night. It's like, yo, I'm going to go first so that I can sit back and watch everybody else.
And then you can relax.
And then I can relax.
It's entertaining. Well, DZ and I are taking an improv class on Tuesday nights. We'll keep you updated on how that's going. But last night was good. My biggest issue is that I'm learning how to stop interrupting people. I'm going to stop interrupting people, which this is one of the things I'm working on in improv class.
We're treating improv anyway, like a real, real class, whole therapy. Wait.
I was trying to interrupt you on purpose. I'm really working on this, DZ.
No, I think you're getting great.
Anyway.
All right, we'll keep trying. You're so aggravating.
I mean,
who put us in public?
I don't know. Who let us have a microphone? Okay.
I love it.
Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It involves uninviting someone to your wedding.
Oh.
I'm going to pull myself together during this song.
Uninviting?
Uninviting. Tell you about it next. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Danielle wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother's girlfriend she isn't invited to her wedding.
Oh, there's too many layers already. Oh, my God. Okay. What's the word?
I already feel the family drama brewing amongst us. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? I'm getting married in Vegas in October. It's going to be about 50 people. We did not invite all of our family. With that being said, my fiance's brother did have a plus one. He broke up with her and he started seeing someone new. Well, I'm not a fan of the new girl that he's seeing. We went out with him about a week ago. She told me she's coming to our wedding. She also said she has plans on coming to my bachelorette party a few days before. I want to tell her that she can't invite herself to someone else's wedding and bachelorette party. Am I the jerk? Danielle.
Oh.
So her brother was dating a girl who was invited to the wedding.
Okay.
They break up. He's dating a new girl. She doesn't like the new girl. She doesn't want the new girl at the wedding. But the new girl's already invited herself. I'll be there.
That's tough. Oh, I'm coming to the wedding.
Well, probably because the brother's like, yeah, you're coming with me. So the girlfriend feels comfortable and feels invited and thinks that the bride and groom know she's welcome. And the bride's like,
Swerve. I don't know about that.
Is Danielle the jerk for telling the brother's girlfriend she isn't invited to the wedding?
Mm.
It's rude, but...
It's rude, yes, and you're starting off a poor family dynamic, right? That's your soon-to-be husband's brother, so that's going to be your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you don't like this girl, it really ain't about you, but if it's already...
But it's your wedding.
That's it.
It is about you.
Well, their relationship isn't about you.
Right.
Your wedding, obviously, your wedding's about you, but their relationship isn't. Got nothing to do with it, but if it's already a small wedding and a destination wedding at that, people got to break bread to get there.
You don't want to invite somebody you don't know.
I don't want to invite somebody I don't know to a small wedding, especially when I'm thinking of the fact that family is already not invited.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. I think Danielle's not the jerk for uninviting her. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't just make these assumptions. You got to have that conversation, Ma. Like, you ain't in the family like that. I don't know how long they've been dating, but no.
Is it really going to ruin your wedding if your brother brings his new girlfriend? What if they end up being together forever and then one day she wasn't at your wedding and it's real awkward that you nixed her?
I do hear that. In another circumstance, I've said the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But here, right now, today, mm-hmm. I'm going, nah, I'm sorry, Danielle, you good. That's your day. That's your wedding. If you genuinely don't want somebody there, you're not the jerk. You get to make that ultimate decision, mm-hmm. because it's your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
You're already having to spend X amount of dollars mm-hmm. to get to Vegas. Then you're expecting other people to spend money to get to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
too. If you don't want somebody to do that, let them know. The sooner the better, too.
Is Danielle a jerk? 414-533-1037. I think she needs to let it go and just let the girlfriend come. Just
so
chill out.
So you're saying she is the jerk?
Yeah, I'm saying chill out.
Like, just don't let it bug you, Mom.
Stop focusing on this. This is stupid.
Mm.
Find something else to focus on. Who cares?
Okay.
Let the new girl come.
You might end up liking her by the end of the night.
What if you like her? Or she ruins the whole thing and then I'm wrong.
Okay.
414-533-1037. Is Danielle the jerk for telling the brother's new girlfriend she cannot come to the wedding in Vegas, even though the girlfriend thinks she's coming? This is awkward.
Very, very awkward, dog.
We'll talk about it next. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Danielle wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her brother's girlfriend she isn't invited to her wedding. They're having a wedding in Vegas in October, about 50 people. They had invited the previous girlfriend. He broke up with her, and now he's got a new one. And she said, I'll be at the wedding. I'll be at the bachelorette party. And Danielle's like, I want to tell her she's not invited. So let's go to the phones this morning. Autumn is in Waukesha. Autumn, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Danielle a jerk for telling her brother's girlfriend she is not invited to the wedding?
I have to say, not the jerk.
Oh.
Because bottom line, it's your day. You shouldn't feel bad about any decisions you make regarding one of the biggest days of your life.
Uh-huh.
However, was her brother's girlfriend specifically invited, or was he given an open-ended plus one?
Well, did it say and guest, or did it say like
ex-girlfriend's name and brother?
And right. Aaron.
Right.
Or did it say and guest?
That's actually a huge point.
Right, because mm-hmm. that could make it tricky if it was just an open-ended plus one.
That is, but now she's not wrong.
She's
not wrong at all. I hear it. Because if it's dedicated to a specific person, mm-hmm. then yeah, rescinded invite. Sorry, mm-hmm. just you by yourself. But if you just gave him the free willy-nilly plus one, mm-hmm. you got to bite that one.
Yeah, absolutely. So Autumn right. says,
exactly.
not a jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yes, not the jerk.
Okay.
I appreciate the call, Autumn.
Thanks,
have a good
Autumn.
Day.
All right, thank you. You too.
You can call or you can text 414-533-1037. We see all of your texts coming in. Some people are saying she needs to talk to the brother, not the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad point.
No, you got to talk to the girlfriend too. You got to air that out, or else there's going to be some bad blood for as long as that relationship lasts, which could be forever.
Yeah. Let's go to Colleen in Milwaukee this morning. Colleen.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Is Danielle a jerk for telling her brother's girlfriend she is not invited to her wedding?
Be real.
I will have to agree with Autumn. If it was a plus one, 100% she's a jerk.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, Autumn said not a jerk, though.
But she's saying, though,
Autumn
she's agreeing.
If it's a plus one, then she is a jerk for sure. Because if you invite somebody saying so-and-so plus guest, you can't pick or choose who they bring to your wedding.
True. And that's kind of what it sounds like it was leading up to. Because mm-hmm. they didn't say, it was for the ex-girlfriend. Sure, you could have framed it for the ex-girlfriend, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's who it was written for.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was written as an open guest invite, and we don't know this for sure. Mm-mm. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say she's a jerk, but I would tell her she can't come to my bachelorette because I don't know her like that.
Yeah, dog, that's a big fact right there.
The bachelorette is like, now you're pushing it.
Right.
Like, the wedding I could maybe think about. The bachelorette is, honey, no. This is an intimate group. And
that's
let
for
us
friends.
Live.
Friends, friends. Yep. Mm-hmm. Not you, yep. Girlfriends.
We're not friends like that yet.
Colleen, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Anna in Milwaukee said, jerk. It's not that serious. She gave her brother a plus one. It shouldn't matter who he brings. I agree with Allie. Okay, let's go to take one more call.
Bet.
I have no idea which way it's going to go. Hello, Kiss FM. What is your name?
Heather.
Heather, you're going to be our tiebreaker today on Am I the Jerk?
Yay, Webba.
Is Danielle a jerk for pulling back the invite for her brother's plus one?
So I'm with everybody else here. Like, I would say not jerk for the wedding, but jerk, or not jerk for the bachelorette, but jerk for the wedding.
Okay, so that would be jerk.
If you invited someone with an open-ended plus one, you don't get to pick. That's their date. It could be Joe Schmo. It could be somebody you really like.
Uh-huh.
If it was titled to, you know, brother and Sarah or whoever,
right?
Then no, Sarah was invited, not new girlfriend.
So that part. If it says and guest, you're in trouble because you already gave them a guest and you didn't make it specific to who it was.
And you don't get to pick their person they bring. You said they could bring a person. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yep.
But for the bachelorette, like, lay down the line. That's your, like, private, usually intimate people. And if you didn't specifically put out an invite to this chick for that, then heck no.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, she ain't no jerk. Her wedding day is all about her, not other people. If she doesn't want the girlfriend there, then say so. Because she might not last with the brother anyway. Or she does last with the brother and it's awkward in 5 years.
Let me throw a random scenario.
Like, line.
This is tough, man.
Random scenario that doesn't and will not make sense. What if they're broken up with the last girlfriend, with this girlfriend, come October when the wedding is, him and the last girlfriend got back together, all of a sudden you took his plus one.
That would be
That's
even better. You know what?
Oh, man.
You don't write stories for a living, but you should, DZ.
Heather,
I've been married twice, and I'll tell you this, like, I don't know. You don't play with family stuff, but
what?
It's that fine line,
yeah.
You know, like it's your family. And at the end of the day, but talk to the brother and tell him, look, like, this girl's a no-go. I don't want her there. Like,
keep it 100.
Invited.
AKA, I don't like your new girl.
It's right. It's a tight rope and we got to walk it, especially with family.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling,
good
Heather.
Them.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Somebody wrote in and said, she's a jerk and being petitious.
Yeah, there you go.
They're using your word.
Using
you
them new words. Let's get petitious in the dictionary.
They said, let the brother bring his plus one. Wow. Okay, overall though, the caller said jerk. That's it.
Yikes.
Sorry. Jerk today, Dan. Danielle is the jerk for pulling back the plus one. Coming up next, we have got tickets to see Post Malone at Alpine Valley. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, and we have got your tickets to see Post Malone at Alpine Valley July 15th right now. Caller number 30.
I'm not trying to say it's going to be the show of the summer because that's it. We still got a lot of things, a lot of music, but this is going to be one of the biggest shows in Wisconsin for the year, guaranteed.
I was like, we have a few on the list this summer that are going to be amazing, and this is going to be one of them.
I'm going to say top 10, and that's being respectful because it might be top 5.
Top 5.
Ooh!
I'll say top 5. Okay, 414-533-1037. Post Malone, somebody's going to see him at Alpine Valley. Caller number 30, you're going. 414-533-1037. Good luck, Kiss FM. You can see him do that song and many others. Post Malone coming to Alpine Valley July 15th, 103.7 Kiss FM. RATZ, we have got James on the phone in Elkhorn this morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, James. I mean, what you up to this morning, man? Going to work, hanging out? What's the word?
Just dropped my daughter off at choir.
Oh, is she a good singer, or do you hold your, put earbuds in? Did you see?
She definitely don't get it from me, I could tell you that.
Listen, James said, I'm tone deaf. She goes to choir.
Right?
Well, James, you're already on your way to Alpine Valley being in Elkhorn, so
might as well make you the winner!
Awesome!
You're going to see Post Malone July 15th at Alpine Valley. Congratulations, James.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you a question. Who are you taking to the show?
My wife, Holly.
Oh, James and Holly. Aww. James and Holly, watching Posty. K-I-S.
James is going to get some booty tonight because he picked the right person.
Yes, sir.
Good James. Job, James.
All right.
All right, hold on. We're going to get your info.
Thank you.
Let's go. James, that was perfect.
Very nice. Well, we're going to have another chance tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We still got 2 days left this week to give you these tickets. So mm-hmm. be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Post Malone tickets coming to Alpine Valley in July. 103.7 KISS FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. I mean, I guess at least he's being honest. Joe Jonas opening up about how he cried because he was so jealous when Nick Jonas got the job on The Voice to be one of the judges. Joe Jonas said he got the call. He was watching Fleetwood Mac in concert, and he said he realizes that Nick got the job. He said he cried.
Bawled his eyes out. What in the most...
I mean, at least he's admitting he was jealous, mm-hmm. and he's admitting that he cried. Mm-hmm. That's ego, man.
It's ego. It's sibling rivalry.
Yep.
It's petitious. Mm. It's all of them things. It's all of the above. I'm sorry. And I'm sure he was happy for his brother.
That's what he said. He said, I was happy for him, but I'm also bummed because I wanted that gig.
Well, I mean, duh, but okay. Guess the better of the Joe Bros got it. Mm-hmm. Sorry to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, at that rate, if you guys were both going for it, they took the brother that they thought would be better on the show.
And I'm here for it. Nick Whoops. Is... the hottie of the group. And Joe is a close second, so let him have it.
Who do you think is more talented out of the two?
Well, I don't know if that's really the question here. The question should be who has the better personality if they're going to be on a show like that.
But the coaching is important too because it's The Voice. You got teams, you build them. Like, who's going to give these people the most tools in their toolkit to now be successful on the show?
But
right?
if you're a dud on the show, I don't want you. Like,
yeah.
if you're just going to come in and be talented, but it's like putting Mariah Carey on American Idol. Well, yeah, she's talented, but she's bougie, boring, and unrelatable, right? So at the end of the day, you're like, well, it's Mariah Carey, but I'm bored. If that makes sense, because her personality is not what I came for.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
If she's not the one doing a thing, it really doesn't pay to have her there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm following.
I would have watched with Nick or Joe Jonas, okay? But is Nick the favorite? Obviously. Works for me. So anyway, I just thought that was a crazy story that Joe Jonas is admitting he cried like a baby because he was so jealous his brother got the job at The Voice over him.
I'm not going to call him soft.
Get over yourself, Joe. Don't forget, you got to log in and listen. Listen on the Odyssey app to KISS FM. You'll be entered to win a trip to LA with three of your friends to see Taylor Swift.
Honestly, I don't know who wouldn't want that, but download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, log in, listen, 103.7 KISS FM. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every hour is another entry that's added to your pile.
And somebody's going to win that trip to LA. So stop asking me how to win Taylor Swift tickets. That's how. The end.
I'm not taking you to LA. We're just sending you to LA.
Exactly. All right, coming up next, we're going to read, well, we're not going to read it, but there's a letter from neighbor to neighbor
mm-hmm.
that we have to discuss.
This, we talking petitious?
Yeah, you with the petitious
with
word,
my made-up word, my petty made-up word.
You could say petty.
Yeah, nah, I like petitious. But these neighbors got petitious. It got me thinking about my neighbors. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Just straight up like that. It was so petty, got me thinking about petty stuff my neighbors have said or done.
All right, we're gonna discuss next. KISS FM. Just a reminder, we've got Post Malone tickets every single day this week at 7:45. Today, our winner was James in Elkhorn.
James in Elkhorn, mm-hmm. and he's taking his wife, Holly.
That's right. So that could be you tomorrow, 7:45. DZ, what's going on?
All right. So this story, excuse me, actually, I saw online, mm-hmm. and it was a handwritten letter written neighbor to neighbor mm-hmm. asking the neighbor not to do something. And they literally, you might freak out when you hear this.
Handwritten.
Handwritten on a nice little piece of notebook paper. Okay. And this is what they said.
Where did they find a notebook is my first question. And where did they find a pen after they found the notebook?
It was in pencil. So you know they got kids. Notepad, notebook, and pencil, they got children.
You're not wrong.
But neighbor to neighbor, and this is what one neighbor said to the other. We don't know these people. I found this story online, but it got me thinking.
Okay.
Right? And it
what
says,
did they say?
Hello, neighbor. Could you please shut your side window when you're cooking? Please. My family and I are vegan. We eat only plant-based foods. And the smell of the meat you cook makes us feel sick and upset.
Woof. Okay.
We would appreciate your understanding and closing the window. Thanks.
What?
Dog?
No.
Dog.
No.
Is right.
No.
Whatever I'm doing inside of my household, the fact that the neighbor had
damn business.
They had the audacity
yeah.
to one, write a letter, then go post it and expect it to be adhered to like they're the HOA.
Right.
Bro, what? You no. don't close your window.
Yeah.
Sucks to suck. I don't know. I uh-huh. eat meat. This ain't my problem.
Uh-uh.
If you don't like it, close the confines of your space mm-hmm. so that now my cooking in my space yeah. doesn't get up in all up in your zone.
Yeah.
What if they don't got a fan? I don't got a fan in my house. So what do we do when we're cooking meats or cooking something like oily that's
it
just
smells like meat?
I open my window, I cut that fan on, and I air that mug out.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna close my window and now smoke my whole house up because you think, oh, since I'm vegan, I got some priority. And this ain't a knock on veganism. I support it.
I support veganism. But that doesn't mean you get the right to go to your neighbors and say, well, I don't eat meat, so you can't
you
make it smell like meat in the neighborhood. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And people online are supporting this. I know the internet
no.
is crazy because somebody went straight up and said, they actually aren't being dramatic. If you don't eat meat, eventually the smell makes you nauseous.
Well, then they close their windows.
Close your window.
You close your window.
Now you're imposing your beliefs and mm-hmm. your life's yeah. choices on me and my life. I'm not going to allow that to happen. You sound crazy.
I have neighbors that cook all the time and grill, and it smells fantastic. But guess what? Every now and then, my neighbors light a fire in their backyard, and
mm-hmm.
it reeks.
Firewood.
And it annoys me. And if I'm outside, I'll start to smell like their fire. But would I ever go tell them to stop burning and doing their fire because it annoys me? No, because they're at their house doing what they want. And that person's a weirdo.
Now, it made me think of a particular story that I had with my neighbors.
Okay.
And it's one specific neighbor, because they seem to just be a little different than everybody on the
yeah.
block. They like to be a little more quiet. They're more reserved.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You really don't ever see them unless they're working on their yard, right? Or taking
yeah.
a walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But one time, this was during COVID when we finally got allowed to hang out with 10 people. When they said, pick your 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
We picked our 10. And it was actually like 12, but you know, they ain't got to know that.
Didn't we all have a couple extra? DZ, we all had a few extras in our circle.
We gave some of our 10s a plus one.
We might have lied about how many people we were actually around during COVID, but I digress.
But we were having a get together. We had asked people to test, like, hey, we're hanging out. We're doing this. We were in our yard. We live off of Main Street in Bayview, right?
Yeah.
So I had seen a video online. I think it was like on TikTok or something. And it said, play this fun game with your friends. You honk, we drink. So we created the game, You Honk, We Drink,
okay.
where we wrote on a sign, on a yard sign,
yeah.
You Honk, We Drink. And anybody that drove by, when they would honk, we would all take a sip of our beverage.
You just sat on the porch and drank all day? Or
we
what?
Sat on the curb and played all day.
Nice.
Straight curb, because there's a lot of cars that pass by. That mm-hmm. avenue that we stay on is zoom, 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 constant,
yeah.
all day long. At one point in the afternoon, we've been playing for maybe 2-3 hours, right?
Yeah.
We're going strong, and we're not feeling yeah. like we're going to stop anytime. Neighbors are stopping by. Other friends are stopping by. We've got randoms that forgot it was COVID. We've got first responders. We had a fire truck. Mm-hmm. There was an ambulance. There was mm-hmm. a cop that stopped. Everybody was like, beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
beep, you know, mm-hmm. having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
This one neighbor made the very conscious decision to come outside and ask us politely to stop playing because we were stressing their pets out.
By the honking?
By the honking. They said, listen, we get you guys are having
people
fun.
People annoy me.
But, you know.
Can you stop the honking because it's stressing my.
Can you not play? And my pets are getting stressed out and, you know, I can tell. So I hate to be the bad guy. And in my head, I'm going, man, it's not a noise violation. It ain't a restriction. It's not pastimes. It's the mm-hmm. middle of the day.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing anything anyway. You
yeah.
see us having a good time. Why are you going to impose yourself like that? So it gave me a sour taste about it.
Yeah.
So we stopped playing.
It would have been one thing if they were like, we got a baby sleeping, but to be like, my cat's stressed out because of the honking.
Meow. You know what I'm saying? Meow.
Somebody texted in and said, my neighbor calls the police when my sprinkler hits their house.
Stop.
And they call the city when we work on our cars. What?
Neighbor impositions, man.
Get a life.
Everybody has them. You've had a neighbor at one point in time, even if it's not now, talk to you some type of way that you went, really?
Yeah.
Really?
414-533-1037. We will take your calls and texts next about your neighbor drama, and I'll even tell you about the one time my neighbor put a fence up to basically say she was mad at me. She put a whole mini fence up in
neighbors.
One part of our yard. She was trying to send me a message.
Gotta love
them. I'll tell you why she did it coming up next, and we'll take your calls. Just don't honk and sip. That game.
I'm playing this weekend.
You're making your neighbors mad, DZ. Come on. 103.7 Kiss FM. I just said Post Malone on stage with the red solo cup.
Doing a little jig. Catch him at Alpine Valley.
That's right. We got your tickets all this week at 7:45 to see Post Malone. All right. We're talking about neighbor drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, my neighbor put up a fence because she said the weeds were getting into her yard because I had so many weeds.
Oh my God. Because the fence is going to stop the weeds from spreading.
No, but she didn't put like a real fence. She put like a mini fence. So it was only like 3 feet and it was only like part of the yard. And she didn't say anything. She just put it up and it got really awkward.
She drew the line. She drew a property line.
I didn't care.
What's up with neighbors doing the randomest, dog? Like, I mean, we got vegan neighbors asking non-vegan neighbors to close their window while they cook just so they don't smell it.
That's ridiculous. There's no way I'm telling my neighbors to close the window. And then you were playing honk and sip in Bayview during COVID, and you said your neighbor was yelling at you. Destiny's in Milwaukee this morning, though. We got to pull our girl up. Destiny, good morning.
Wepa.
Hurry, sip. I'm honking. You hear?
I got you. Hold on.
They're looking crazy at me. I'm at a red light, too.
Destiny, they're always looking crazy at you because
you're you.
Right. Because you're Destiny.
Destiny.
What's going on?
Nothing. Okay, I don't picture you having neighbor drama for some reason.
I didn't, but my mom did.
Ooh, go on.
Growing up, we had these people across the street, older couple, and they would get up early morning, Saturday morning, and cut the grass.
I hate
those
people.
So what happens on Fridays when you work a 40-hour shift? You usually drink. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother getting ready to go out the door, going to go get his fresh haircut. Here comes my mom down the stairs. She opens up the door. Hey, why don't you go inside it? Hey, your husband or something.
Yo.
What?
So why did me and my brother go out the back window to go get his haircut? Because we weren't trying to go out the front.
You're not trying to deal with the neighbors.
No, man. My mom and I would get yelled. She would go into it with them all the time because they had the most prettiest grass and everything, but they were up at crack of dawn doing
their yard
work.
Yeah, but they had no life and they were annoying. They had nice grass, but boring.
That's all they had to deal with was the grass.
I wish that was my biggest problem.
What she really said in Spanish, but in English, and my mom was going off.
She snapped. Oh, I'm already knowing.
Yeah, me and my brother looked at each other like back window.
Back window. Yeah, back window.
Mom, you so embarrassing, mom. I don't care if I work all week. I want to wake up to that. Oh, all right, woman. We're just gonna walk go get a haircut.
Why can't all neighbors be on the same schedule? Why can't we all cut the grass and cut our hair at the same time,
there
man?
There is a time you don't cut the grass before. I don't care who you are.
It's technically no mo may.
In the morning or at night?
In the morning, I don't care about night. You can mow all you want because my kids aren't little anymore.
I ain't going to lie. I think there's legalities to that, though. Like, you can't.
Well, my little neighbor next door be outside bouncing the ball at 8:30 at night. Playing basketball. I be like, bro, really? School night, bro. You ain't in bed yet?
He's got till 9.
What got you doing?
Kids got till 9. I think it's like 9 to 9, roughly, where
Destiny,
you're like, no loud noises before 9, no loud
like
noises after 9. She does.
Destiny, look who you became. You became mama.
Not when I'm trying to chillax for a little bit. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go shoot with him.
Apple falls, dog.
Stop embarrassing your kids. All right, Destiny, we'll talk to you later.
We appreciate you, fam.
Hey, honk and sip.
Hey, we're playing this summer. You think I'm playing?
Man,
I'm not. We are playing.
We cooking. We got to cook, though, so that way we can keep going.
Grill's in the back. You already know. We'll talk soon, Destiny.
I'm just coming for the food. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Later, love, yo.
Showing up for the alcohol and the food. Okay.
That's all it is.
That's why I'm coming.
You're coming to the event. You're playing honk and sip.
I'm in. Jamal is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Jamal.
What's the word, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Talk to us.
What's your neighbor drama? You got some?
Yeah, so I live in a trailer park, so we kind of live kind of close, our houses, mm-hmm. and what's that, a garbage can? We have brand new garbage cans, recycling ones, real nice ones.
Yeah.
I come home one day, and I look at my recycling bin, and the handles are broken, and the color looks different. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I noticed that I looked across the street, and the guy took my recycling bin. He switched recycling bins with me.
He swapped them. Stop.
And he has a nice one.
Wait.
So I moved into this new place
with
the new garbage can, and now he took my new garbage can. So I had this old crappy one from the earlier.
Did you say anything to him about it, or was it just awkward?
No. I'm going to talk to him. It's just a weird family, so we don't really talk.
So
it's awkward, but
that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of just won then, because I didn't know for sure until my brother got home. I was like, do we have this garbage can? He's like, no, what the hell?
What?
And yeah, that happened.
Jamal's had a dilemma that we've all had at one point, where you don't even want to communicate with that neighbor because they're so off-center. You're like, they could have had a garbage can.
It was just, I was brand new to the neighborhood, and that just happened.
You got
to
pick your battles, right. And when they're kooky what are you going to do? Go fight over that they took... You know what I would have done? Hold on, though, Jamal. When they're petty, you get pettier. I would have gone and taken the... I would have continued to take it
back and
swapped it back and see if they did it again, and I would have played that game, and I would be like, oh, you want to play? Let's go.
Okay, every garbage day. Trade-sies.
I would continue. What'd he say?
He said he's home all day.
And?
So it's just going to go back and forth. Listen, one time this happened to us too, right? And we didn't think nothing of it, and then realized that it's the garbage men. They're sometimes going fast, they're whipping them. They're just going left, right, left, right. And sometimes they'll throw the right when it should go left.
Okay.
Ooh.
That was the neighbor.
It had to have been the neighbors, though.
Steal it back. Take my stuff and then stare at me across the street. Try me once. No.
Nah, I'm with Jamal. Pick your battles. If they're weird, stay away.
All right, fine. Jamal, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
You too, brother.
Bethany's in Racine finally this morning. Good morning, Bethany. What's your neighbor drama?
Good morning. So I moved into my house about a year and a half ago. I have four dogs, and we had our kids take our dogs for the walks all the time. And one of our neighbors came up to my niece and just started yelling at her about dog poop that they found, saying it was our dogs. Now, mind you, we had just moved in, like, maybe a week before at this time.
Oh.
And we went over there because I was like, okay, kids sometimes make mistakes. They might not have picked it up. We went over there. It was old. I mean, so old. It was, like, rock hard. It wasn't even something our kids just did. So then we got into an argument because I'm petty Betty. I say what's on my mind. So then she called, talked to like all her neighbors because they're all old people and we're the only family that has kids.
Mm.
And they ended up calling animal control on us because we have four dogs.
Oh, wow. They went that far.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm getting angry. See, now I was like, this is dumb. Now I'm mad.
You just made an enemy, neighbor. Look at you. We could have been cool. You could have borrowed some sugar from me.
Why did
you? All you getting is salt.
And the crazy part is we caught her yesterday walking her dog on our lawn and let them go and like let him poop and didn't even want to pick it up.
Bethany, you know what? I'm no genius, but I've lived long enough to know when people are projecting, okay?
That part.
And that part is what's happening right now. They suck. So they're trying to throw you under the bus. But, you know, screw that.
Bethany, just know it's them, not you.
Yeah.
Straight up.
100%.
That's so sad. Absolutely. We appreciate your call, though.
Yes.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
I see all the texts coming in. So many people texting in. Somebody said Jamal should put his address on his trash can.
That's smart. Write it on there. That's real smart, actually.